This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
Grants is brought to you by Alive, Better Living Health Center, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, Epic Battery, Grace Kennedy Money Service, Grosvenor Medical Center, Jazz in the Gardens, Click, New Life, Pinder Tao, Pinch Masters, Ron's Electric Motors, The Water and Sewage Corporation, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Wet afternoon out there to you. I hope you guys are good on this beautiful Tuesday, February 25th. Tuesday, February 25th, 2025. We're out here live in the living land of the living and being able to do a great deal of things as we talk about this kind of a concept about being in the land of the living. I heard some horrible news yesterday about former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham's daughter. And that's a sad thing, man. I might as well tell you the truth. That's a sad thing. And then you hold your breath and try to be able to say, I hope it's not true. I hope it's not true. And, you know, you try to devise these things in your head to say, hey, man, I mean, people just coming up with all kind of concepts and whatnot. There's hope for this is sort of fake news or whatever the case may be. But I want to be able to say to the family, former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham, that our condolences are definitely with you and your family. As you mourn the loss of your daughter, I understand that this is your youngest daughter. Right? She's just a shave, a little older than me. I was born in 81. She sounded like she was born in 80. And, you know, I'm very sorry to hear that, man. It's crazy that as a father, we plug away at this sort of a concept and idea of trying to leave something for our children and to know that we have to put our children in the ground before us is a heavy thing. And these are the things that, you know, sane men with a conscience, with an understanding, with a relationship and a connection, pray against and hope against and just ask for grace that these things wouldn't happen. And so to you, former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham, I pray for you, man. I pray for your family and whatever you're going through. No matter your difference, no matter your politics, no matter your position, I know a lot of us men can be able to feel this loss. I got baby girls too. And changing their pampers, going through teenage indifference, developing, going through all the steps, educating them, preparing them for life, and to see them transition, to see them leave before you could be a difficult thing. So I pray for you. I know you've always presented yourself strong to the nation, stern and almost unbreakable. But I know that this is something heavy for you to be able to carry from one father to another. I continue to be able to pray for you, my brother. I really do. I pray all the best for you and your family, and I hope that you guys are good with this sort of a transition and what's happening in this space. So that's hard. Yesterday, I've also learned that James Sowles' son, passed away. Was it last week or a week before, something like that? James Charles out of Freeport, the major, the realtor. I mean, he always looks like Hollywood. You know, his skin's glowing and tan and whatnot. And you see his healthy son passed away also. That's hard, man. This is hard. The only thing I could say to you men that care enough to hear, the only thing I could say to you fathers, and I say more specifically to fathers and not just this kind of sort of a general thing that I want to be able to say to mothers and fathers. We as fathers have a responsibility to cover our children. Now, I don't know where you are. I don't know whether or not education has said to you this is unnecessary. Once we be able to do what we have to do, we could buy the shutters and the walls and this and that and keep those things in. But I keep saying to you that we are mere mortals. Mortals. We are men. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience. And once you neglect, negate, reject this concept and idea of the spiritual aspect of us, which represents over 80% of our existence, our being, once you reject this, you find yourself, or you render yourself to education and to the whims of this world, but there's no surety there. There's no surety there. But at least you have the comfort of knowing that you've yielded your children to a higher authority. They're not minds. This is what christening is all about. This is what this kind of a rendering and giving back of. Once you get the children, you give God praise, honor, and glory for them, and you give them back to him. Because I can't keep these children, Jesus. Every time my wife have another one, I give them to Jesus. I say, God, I don't know where I can get the money for this one. But you give me them, they're healthy, they're strong, you want them, I know you put purpose in them, you call them to here for a reason, you got to take care of these children. If I had 38, I would do the same thing. You continue to render your children back to the feet of the Father and allow him to navigate these particular times and spaces. We have to do that. There are many a man, whether in the political light, whether in in your own quiet lives, we've heard stories about your children, loss of your children, so forth and so on. Most recently, we would have heard a couple of days ago with this this murder. I think a lot of us have seen this guy jump out the window, four guys pop up and, you know, shoot up the car. The four-year-old little girl jumps out. The boy, this guy holding the gun before the girl. The girl's not sure what to do, where to go. And so she's just going and doing her thing. And daddy's dead on the ground. We have the responsibility not to put our strength and power and render our strength and our being to the protection of a gun or to the hinges of our doors or to the idea that we are a sober driver or to the idea that we know what we're doing. We have to have a very clear understanding that this path that we're on, we need a guide, a spiritual guide. Now, I know some people just go to a darker side to do that. But for you to get to the true purpose and to the essence of your being and to live to the true potential, you got to be able to align yourself in faith to supremacy, to an authority that's above you. You got to do that. I'm watching people commit suicide. I'm watching people die haphazardly, accidents. Like I said to you, my friend, very good friend from Grand Bahama, she died the other day. No one knows how. No one knows. No one's get pinpointed. It's just a peculiar thing. I saw her aunt says to me, Nelly have problem with her legs. I said, oh my God, she got diabetes. She says, no, she doesn't have diabetes. So I said, what's the matter with her legs? She says, she doesn't know. No one knows. We've been back and forth to doctors and we're trying to figure this thing out. She told me that 2 days before Nelly died. I hadn't seen Nelly in years. She and I went to Cuba together. We went to school together. And we went to the same primary school, high school, and then we went to Cuba together. And she just passed away like that. No one knows the day or the time. I might as well tell you the thing. We just don't know. But we have the responsibility of being able to be conscious, be deliberate, and just move in preparation. Move with a very clear understanding that you didn't bring yourself here. And so with every step that you take, you got to be able to give it back to God. I don't know where your faith is taking you. I'm not going to fight you. Do your thing. Hail the King. Do your thing. But if you want to be able to find the success that you dream of, that you envision, take that thing and give it to a higher authority in God. Like I said again, Hubert Ingram, we're praying for you, my brother. This is heavy. And we just pray that the Father continues to be able to watch over you and your family as you move forward the best you possibly can, as you heal, and you know, the memory of your daughter continues to be able to warm your heart, to know that she's contributed and she's made a significant difference in your life and in the spaces that she was a part of. I'm watching on Facebook, and a lot of persons have you know, posted old pictures of her, being able to say that she's been missed. I see Reese put something up with her saying that she'd be missed in the financial space and being able to do those things. So I hope that she's good, wherever she is on the other side. Guys, it's a beautiful day. We're going to dive into some good conversations and talk about some things out here, some things that we haven't been able to talk to yesterday. That was an amazing interview. Before I go forward, let me just be able to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They get everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. If you're in that kind of a space and you're looking for insurance in preparation for your vehicle, or you want to do some other stuff, whether that is commercial or residential, go down there and check them out, man. 341-1AFS. 341-1AFS. Go check out my guys down at Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. I told you about them. They got some great stuff going on, man. I keep telling you about them. If you're looking for that, I keep trying to give you some ideas that you can do. You don't no longer have to put yourself in this kind of position where you take your thumbtack. You know the little thumbtack that you get? You take the thumbtack and you put a picture on the wall or put glue behind the picture. You don't have to do those things anymore. Like I said to you, if you have a loved one who's passed away, you have a loved one, you have a baby that's grown up, you have all these particular things, little small memories and trinkets that you keep kind of tucked away. And then when you come across it, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe this. And it kind of warms your heart and fills your heart. You want to be able to capture that, implode that, and put that up in a frame on your wall or whatever the case may be. Da Vinci Printing and Innovators can help you with that. I'm telling you, man, go down there and check them out. They'd be more than happy to assist you with that. And, you know, let you know how you can be able to do your thing with them. If you want to be able to get more information, they're located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza, right there on the side of the Bank of the Bahamas, right there. Soldier Road, Village Road, Wolf Road, and Bernard Road, right there at the intersection, right there. On the northern side, you'll see Da Vinci Printing Innovators. They can be able to assist you. Give them a call, 677-2922. That's 677-2922. And today is the 25th day of February. If you make your booking today with Cocoa Plum Wellness Bahamas, you get 50% off. What is this, Howard? This is for you to get a pass. This is for you to be able to get the number two that you avoid. You hit number 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, and then every 7 days you hit a number two. That is not healthy for you. I don't know how long you've been living your life like that. I don't know if you're content with this sort of an idea that, well, your child, my mother only used the pass, you know, once every week. I don't know whether or not you believe that this is healthy. This is not healthy. You're trying to figure out why your skin getting darker? Under your eyes, dark. Talk to me. Under your eyes. You got one little black line there. Your daddy had that. Your granddaddy had that. You think that's okay. This is feces, fecal matter, deep within inside of you. You got to deal with some stuff, man. I just watched some things where this person's indicated that they've eaten a particular type of egg that causes tapeworm, and these tapeworms normally lead to you having weight loss and so forth and so on. So there are some crazy people out there that are deliberately eating these foods to be able to develop tapeworms in themselves. These tapeworms could be able to grow 30 feet long in your belly. In your belly, 30 feet long worm. You don't know what's happening. You're nauseous. You got diarrhea, vomiting, all these particular things going on with you. You don't know what's happening. But you got all these things in you. You got to get it out. Find a way to be able to do that. Let's see if we can hit a hard reset. Go check out my girl, Dr. Teresa Adderley Smith. She'd be more than happy to assist you. 50% off today. Coco Plum Wellness, Bahamas. Coco Plum Wellness, Bahamas. Get the thing taken care of today. When you go on there, you can just be able to book. Let them know that you heard them here on the foundation, and they'd be more than happy to assist you as it relates to being able to get those things taken care of. So you want to be able to do that, or you can give her a call at 445-8111. That's 445-8111. And Grosvenor, how do you pronounce this thing? Grosvenor, right? The medical center. This is just on the eastern side of the Princess Margaret Hospital. Just a shake away from that. If you're headed on Shirley Street, you can be able to find them on the southern side. If you're headed west, well, Shirley Street only go one direction. So if you're headed in that particular direction, you see them on the left-hand side there, and they want you to let you know that screening for colorectal cancer can begin at the age of 45. This can begin at the age of 45. Reduce your risk for colon cancer and schedule your colonoscopy today at a reduced price for the month of March and April at the office of Dr. Harold Munnings, located next to the Princess Margaret Hospital. We're offering an even lower rate or a lower price for those persons who present their NHI cards. So go down there and check them out. Give them a call today at 328-5550. That's 328-5550. Check them out. Make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information's in the paper today. Exuma. The moorings project dead. Lease from the government relinquished. Ah, man. Less than 24 hours after the office of the Prime Minister defended the government's decision to grant a 21-year lease for the Bahamas Mooring Limited to operate mooring services on Exuma, the government announced yesterday that the agreement is dead. The announcement came after the considerable backlash over secrecy that had surrounded the matter and the company's decision to move ahead with moorings installation in the keys, in the absence of any environmental or other required approval. I heard some little, you know, snickers and some other stuff that's happening out here about people saying, oh, this happened and this was an agreement set up. And the only thing that I could think of similar to this was Oban. That it was anywhere close to, based upon what I'm hearing, and that's why I didn't pronounce it to you. I'm not going to say to you what I heard, but if you heard what I heard, then these allegations, speculations, these rumors that's floating about, they are eerily familiar to what has happened with Oban. And the idea that these things are set in motion and everything is just ceremonial when they push it to the forefront. So this was essentially done. But then they found themselves in a different position being able to do some stuff. So I'd like to be able to have a good conversation about that and find out exactly what's going on in those particular areas. Also, Pintard, Exuma Mooring deal is a blatant conflict of interest. This is information that's in the paper. Guys, make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. And then the police investigating the first case under the Anti-Gang Act. Simplified lending unveils an AI-powered humanoid loan officer. This is going to be extremely interesting to be able to find out exactly was what and how things are done in those particular areas. So I'd like to be able to find out more about that. But like I said, guys, make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper to find out more information about that. Hayward's speech sparks Mitchell's pushback. This is in the Grand Bahama News today. In the National Guardian, you can be able to pick that up and see exactly what's the PLP chairman again blames the Grand Bahama Port Authority for Freeport's economic woes. That's in the paper. A lack of affordable housing on Grand Bahama deemed a significant challenge. This is in the papers also. And I think that this is all around the Bahamas for us to be able to have this kind of a conversation about the lack of affordable housing or accessibility to be able to develop those particular things. Arawak Port Development Limited posts 11.5% second quarter revenue increase, and the real estate data shows that median sales price at $432,000 in 2024. We got to keep talking like this, man. We got to keep talking like this, and we got to be able to agitate significantly about what's happening in the country and find out how we can be able to get some stuff. Yesterday, I wanted to talk more specifically about something that I didn't get to really touch, right? I didn't get to touch yesterday. When I spoke to you about the World Bank highlights the region's education crisis, and then we heard simultaneously our prime minister come out to the forefront and start to talk about this kind of a posture about reform from the educational standpoint. I'm just sick and tired, man. I'm just exhausted. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it. That every single time someone says something, you have a rebuttal, right? There's no proactivity. There's not a division that's responsible for being able to identify these things. There isn't a course that our government has to be able to identify the true growth and development of the Bahamian people. All you have is relentless retorts and this sort of an idea of being able to give me something that's reactive as opposed to being able to say this is at least proactive. I'm just sick and tired of it. I'm tired. And I don't want the Free National Movement to feel as though that they're any different, because I've seen something come to the forefront. Oh, God, I see Travis talking about it. Oh, let me see. Hold on, Travis, I see you putting it on your Facebook page. Again, right on your Facebook page and look for it right now. Travis started to talk about something that the FNM has had or is developing as it relates to what I only could assume to be the next generation concept. For the development and sort of the workings or the makings of a manifesto for the organization. I can look for that, but I got to be able to introduce you to my guy, Garth Roseborough, in the house with me today. Garth, say good afternoon to the Bahamian people out there. Let them know what's happening.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Howard Grant, Guardian staff. And, you know, I listened in as you gave your sympathies and condolences for those people, including the former Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I also extend those condolences, and I think this is a great time. Howard has reminded you that your health is of utmost importance. You should guard it with all that you have. That's actually your wealth. Nothing is good in accomplishment if you're not alive to enjoy the pleasure of it. And for those of you who have ailing parents and elderly parents, I encourage you to spend more time with them. You know, I know there's a lot of things that we'd like to enjoy in life, but one of the greatest joys of life is when you can spend time with the special ones, especially those that have brought you this far, and continue to encourage you in prayer. There's a lot of prayers, Howard Grant, that I believe that we do not hear because we're not in that space. But there are people that are praying for you, especially your parents, and I think that we owe them the respect and the love to continue to look out for them as best as we can.
I found it. Project Fair Play. The Free National Movement has come up with this concept, idea, manifesto of sorts. I think this is the outline and preparation of a manifesto that speaks with clarity. Well, I don't know if it speaks with clarity. I didn't read the entire thing. But that speaks specifically to this and how Travis has framed it. How Travis has framed it. Am I going down this path? Based upon how Travis has framed this thing, he has said that... Travis, you in public light, so don't fight me for reading off your personal page on Facebook, but this is information that you put out there. So it says, if you're a young professional in government, the FNM Project Fair Play was designed for you. Thank you. Project Fair Play. I find that hard to believe. I just want to be decent with you. I got to read it and find out more about it. Somebody send it to me, please. 8270111. Send me the package. Send me the whole thing so I can be able to read it and see exactly what's what. 8270111. But I find it hard to believe that the concept and idea of being able to approach this with transparency, with accountability, with the same people who have been a part of governance and government for a very long time, who has never led us to the true sense of transparency, but yet said to us, it's a matter of trust. Oh God, I just want to be decent. It is a matter of trust, but has not given us this, an inkling to hold on to and trust, to believe that you can be any different than the organization that we just rejected. Mm-hmm. So now you come back again and say to us, Project Fair Play. But the last time I heard anyone talk about Project anything was Project 2025. Oh, Jesus, God, I just want to be decent. And that was about Trump and his agenda of being able to eradicate the quote-unquote democracies that exist in America. And you've presented yourself in this particular manner for Project Fair Play, as though this is an experiment. Quietly, stir it up in a lab somewhere with an expectation of being able to perform a great deal, but you got to be able to keep it under wraps as you'll be able to execute it and see exactly what this project concept needs to be rejected. This project concept needs to be eradicated entirely. I ain't fighting you for the ideas that you come out to the forefront with, but being able to mirror and manipulate the languages that you heard in any other spaces internationally and bring it into our space. I am saying to you, we don't want to play games with nobody no more. We don't want you hit us with no gimmicks no more. We don't want you hit us with the rhythm and an idea of doing these things. We want to see truth at play. We want to see truth. Somebody texted me and said that was his oldest daughter, Howard. I don't know. Hubert Ingham children. I can be honest with you. I don't know. He hasn't been one of the persons. The closest we've ever gotten to Hubert Ingham and being able to talk about his family is when we were introduced to this concept that he was Papa. Right? This is me. I could be wrong. But when he said, my grandson, Papa. But I never really heard about, I don't know his, I mean, because I didn't grow in Nassau. But I don't know about that. So they say that's his oldest daughter, Howard. Is that correct? Is that his oldest daughter? No, they say, no, that's not true. So there's a text coming through. I don't know. You all figure it out. Let's get back to this. Talk to me now, Garth.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct or am I incorrect?
Go on.
This concept and idea about Project Fair Play, this idea that the Free National Movement wants to show themselves different than the PLP and being able to say that we're going to be the organization that leads with transparency, with accountability, with these particular elements. We've given them an opportunity with that in the past, mm-hmm. and they have not proven themselves in that area. We've given them an opportunity in the past to be able to show us these particular elements. Somebody send the thing to me, 8270111. 827, I will read the whole thing. Before I lend any judgment to it. 8270111.
Well, first of all, before you read all of that, you're mentioning that it's borrowed. You believe it's borrowed?
From Project 2025.
It's borrowed.
No,
it's not original?
No. I'm not talking about the entire thing. I'm talking about the concept and idea of constructing it and presenting it as though it's a project.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear project, this is an experiment. This is an idea. That is still being churned out and developed, that we still have to test, that this is a beta test to make a determination as to whether or not this could possibly work. That's when you hear project.
Nothing wrong with projects. Nothing wrong with beta testing, but this is something
you shouldn't have the beta test transparency.
No, but I'm saying...
You should just do it.
Oh, boy. This at this particular juncture, let me tell you what the issues are. No matter whatever you do at this particular juncture... It's a last-minute effort, and everyone knows it's just for the purpose of election. That's all this is. No one is going to believe your wolf story at this particular time. We've beseeched you. We have prostrated ourselves before you and begged of you to present us something, to present us anything. This morning I got a call all the way from Texas, a Bahamian abroad who is a physician. And basically, he also understands that right now, everything that is now being done seems only to be done for electoral purposes. When you first came into the governance of this country, That was the time I would say, Howard Grant, any beta testing, anything that you wanted as a project should have been initiated so that by this particular time, 3 years later, I think, if I understand the rule of business, Howard Grant, it takes about 3 years to get your business off the ground and running somewhat efficiently. And so we have passed that three-year mark and you're just beginning now. Are you saying to us then that this particular project would not then be viable until possibly 2028? Is that what we're actually saying here? Because you can't expect instant success of a project and a beta test in time for 2026.
I'm going to read this to you so you can see exactly what's wrong. Because a couple of people text me and say, what are you talking about, a project 2025? The Democrats have taken on a very strong position against Trump leading up to the last election in November.
Go ahead.
And they were indicating if you get Trump in there, Project 2025 is going to be executed and you'd see yourself diminished as it relates to your democracy and the authority that you have right now and being able to move in that area. So let's read this a little piece. It's Project 2025, initiated by the Heritage Foundation, is a comprehensive policy agenda designed to guide a future future conservative administration in the United States of America. While the proponents advocate for a streamlined government aligned with their conservative principles, the project has faced significant criticism and allegations concerning its potential impact on democracy, civil rights, and governance. Now, this is what those people who oppose it has indicated. Now, this is the allegations of authoritarianism, right? Right? Mm-hmm. And they start to talk about this sort of an idea, is that critics argue that Project 2025 proposes an expansion of presidential powers that could undermine the rule of law and the separation of powers. The plan suggests that placing an entire executive branch under the direct presidential control, potentially compromising the independence of the agencies like the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So essentially, I am saying to you, the brewing of a concept by being able to name something project came out of the United States of America. That's all I'm saying. I didn't say Project Fair Play is the same thing. I am saying the brewing of the preamble, which is project, and the embodiment of the word project. In a time like this, we don't need a project. My God, the BGCSE is due. All projects should be in.
And that's what I'm also saying. I think we're on the same page.
Your project should be in. This ain't no time for no experiment, no determination, no identification whether or not this theorem would work. This is time for execution. You've had 50 years in your capacity at the Free National Movement to identify the whims of a country and a culture that has not changed. We're the same people. We are the exact same people.
But they're blatantly telling you, Howard, who you are. You are a project.
My God.
You don't hear the language here. You are the project. You are Project X. Whatever is conducive, whatever is convenient, whatever benefits them, you are the project. I don't think we have ever gotten past the idea of us being a project. We've been here now for 51 years. And since the inception, I think the initial stage of the beta testing, if that's what you want to coin it as, the beta test was good. We got some national insurance. We got a defense force. We got some infrastructure put in place. But since then, the project continues to what we now have today, where leadership is lacking in the trajectory of this whole entire discussion as to what it really means to be a great country. We're lacking. We don't understand what the next step is. I think when we look at Sir Lyndon, yes, a good start, a good takeoff, a good blast off, whatever you want to call it. We looked at Hubert Alexander Ingram. He put some fuel into the fuselage. You look at, what's his name, Perry Gladstone Christie. Yeah, he was able to take some towels and clean it off and make it look shiny, make it look good. Then we had Hubert Alexander Minnis, who came in, and for him, it was all about, damage control. Now we have a Philip Brave Davis who simply left the diagonal, I almost got sorry about that, the rocket ship on his own and just to return and say, you know what, you all need a pilot. That's where we're at right now. So now this is the next stage. Now we need a pilot, and the project is now going to take us to what, another planet? This is where we're going? Let's talk rocket language. I mean, we're talking SpaceX and everything else. Everything right now is a project.
No, I just won't talk. I just want to be honest with the Freelancer Movement. And I believe that it's hard for organizations such as the Freelancer Movement or the PLP to come and present themselves transparent and shift the nature and their spots or their stripes and say that we're going to move in a different direction. I think we, as a people, have given them their chance to do that. I think we, as a people, have given both organizations 70 years for the PLP, 50-some years for the Free National Movement, have given them an opportunity to present themselves transparent, accountable, and an organization responsible enough to clear a path for true progression and growth for the Bahamian people. We have not seen that.
That is true.
We have not seen that.
That is true.
Okay? We have suffered and endured the best we can. We do everything we can to survive. And a great deal of us, wrapped in this religiosity, has presented ourselves prosperous with language in our mouth, hoping to manifest something. But the truth of the matter is that we still go back to our depressed, broken spaces as a result of a system that is not designed for us. I was almost heartbroken yesterday. Having a conversation with my good, well, he ain't my good friend yet, but we can get there. I talk about Raphael Ray Munnings. I was heartbroken when he gave me the backstory to where entrepreneurialism existed and how there was vision that existed over the hill for the Negro, for the impoverished. And it was still infiltrated by the oligarchs. We got to talk a little deeper about these particular things, guys. Let me take this commercial break. This is the first one I take. My God, forgive me. I got to take this quick commercial break, guys, and get right back after news.
The foundation. You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King Nassau with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King Collection, available at Burger King Nassau.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
Hi there. Are you overweight, have prediabetes or diabetes, high blood pressure or cholesterol, and want to reverse or manage these diseases? Our Get Fit 7 Weeks Wellness Program is for you. The program starts on Tuesday, April 1st, and space is limited. Call Better Living at 323-5473 or 328-5658 to reserve your spot. The life you save might be your own.
The foundation. of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
What if I told you Wendy's has a new burger? With a flavor so secret, it's almost too delicious to handle. Well, now it's time to unlock that flavor. Try the new sweet and smoky barbecue cheeseburger. We can't tell you everything, but we can tell you that it's packed with flavor, including our secret barbecue sauce. Try the new sweet and smoky barbecue cheeseburger today. Available for a limited time.
Now, let me see now. 326-ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the family island.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glance. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glance one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
Small bites, but big on flavor. Little Caesars introduces their new Crazy Puffs. They are four handheld pieces of freshly made dough, stuffed with cheese, then covered with garlic sauce and sprinkled with Italian herb. Choose between our pepperoni or three cheese and herb. Eat them as a snack or with your favorite pizza. The possibilities are endless. Order them today for only $4.60. That included, only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Tuesday afternoon, February 25th, out here in the land of the living. Grateful to be here with you. The lines are wide open. I'm in the studio with Garth. Give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. You can hit me up, 422-4796. I think I got a caller on the line. Is that a caller on the line? Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Brother Grant, how are you?
I'm good, man. What's up with you?
Brother God Morris.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me.
What is this? This hot party in Cocoa Bread?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Listen to me. Why
I can taste that right about. Go ahead.
We have a thing. There, Howard might be too young to know about this, but I know you've heard this before, Brother Morris. If we like you, we lie for you.
Yeah?
And if we don't like you, we lie on you. Now, Howard Grant, you have worked at about two or three different radio stations, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And while you were at those other stations,
mm-hmm.
you was the best talk show host in the world.
I couldn't say that. I mean,
the minute you decide to leave them to go someplace else.
Oh, you mean this is their interpretation of me?
No, okay, no, I'm okay, talking no. in general. I'm okay, talking okay. the Bohemian.
Okay, now, okay, okay.
The minute you left that radio station, you had a voice talk show. You didn't know what you was doing. You would not.
That's
not,
why they. Never. That's why they let me go. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, they let you go. You leave.
Yeah, I will. Well, let's be clear. Saying, so, I left.
You did leave.
Oh no!
There are okay. some people. We need to start playing are doing our politics a little different now. Okay? When we with
you
one
mean with Donnie
political
Penn.
Party, we're the best person in the world. People are now being, people want to go where they're celebrated, not tolerated.
I hear you.
We are now
like you mean with Donnie Penn. Like what happened? Like she was looking for something with the free with the PLP. She ain't get it, and she wasn't being identified. So she went to the Free National Movement, and she got that there. Talk to me.
But she could be a she or a he. I don't know exactly who you're talking about.
Hold on. You ain't gonna slide out of this one.
My God.
You ain't gonna slip and slide out of this one.
What if you can say some things, eh? Great God Almighty.
You ain't gonna slip and slide into this one.
What are you talking about?
Jesus. What? You don't know.
Howard, get him, Howard. Get him, Howard. Get him, Howard.
So you gotta help me a little.
Okay. All right, let me help you.
Yeah.
You see, the same one who was calling the radio station asking, well, Donnie Penn, she's the best woman for the PLP in North Abaco, so forth and so on.
That's
talk
him. That's him.
You sure this is the same one?
The same fella?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Talk to me.
You switch?
No, no, sir. I'm a PLP.
But she ain't good for the FNM and Southern Shorts.
I'm supporting Miss Patricia, the voter speaker of those of assembly. I live in Bamboo Town.
That's where young
I thought you had two houses.
I still wait for them to clean my property.
But listen to me. No. That is coming in. We're waiting in the second half now.
The same time you get invited.
You're going to be in the second half. That. But there are some people, Brother Grant, there are some people. I try
listen,
to
listen, today I feel a little slow. I don't know whether or not it's because the sun hid behind a couple clouds. I feel cloudy in my mind. Explain to me what you're talking about with clarity. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking general. I called your name.
You called my name. You give an example for Howard Grant.
Yeah.
You say, when I was working to the People's Station,
when you left,
I was the worst.
Okay, so what's the point?
Talk show host they ever hired.
So what's the point?
While you were there, you were the best.
So pull me together. That's why I asked you about Donnie Penn. Was she the best when you was agitating for her to be for the PLP in North Abaco? Now she's the worst when she gone to the FNM. I don't understand.
No, not with me.
She's still good.
Yes, sir.
She's still good for Southern Shores.
I'm a man, you know. I'm a M-A-N, not a W-O-M-A-N.
So she's
I'm
the best
man.
Choice
so,
for Southern
so
Shores.
So she's the best choice in your mind for Southern Shores.
Hello?
She's the best choice in your mind for Southern Shores.
But it looks like she got the spark going now because the FNM was old. The fire was out.
Hold on.
We will know if she is the best.
Whether or not she is the one.
Somebody, it only takes a spark to get a fire going.
You can see now.
So, but you're a PLP, but you want the fire.
Saturday.
Somebody
and
do what?
I end up in the Southern Shore constituency. I didn't have to go there. I just was driving around.
They tell me a couple of names in Southern Shores.
Yeah, but don't worry. But Miriam Emanuel, they can't come from 100.
Jesus, don't do that to Miriam. Miriam is my good friend.
So there are quite a few names for true. Mm-hmm. But she took the bull and ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
She shows that she doesn't need...
So you got her over...
She shows that she don't need the FNM to give her no money to do nothing.
So you got her over Leroy Major?
I'll take you over Leroy Major.
Okay, we'll use the honest PLP. That's what you're saying
to me. Yes, sir.
I thought it was PLP... you ain't scared, you do the whole thing.
No. My days are finished.
Okay.
So he with Denley Penn for Southern Shores? That's his girl?
If they were to move the speaker out of Bamboo Town now, they were to send somebody out here, I don't agree to that person, I'll talk about it.
She must be promising him good barely.
Okay, I going straight now.
Okay.
We shooting it straight now. We doing man talk now.
Okay. Let me hear the man talk. What you saying to me? If they send somebody else...
Other than the speaker in Bamboo Town.
Yes.
And I don't think that person could cut with the speaker of a ready cutter, which she can cut. It's different for me.
Mm.
I gave her the right candidate now.
Mm.
The best candidate now I'm going with.
I mean, I like the language. I really like it.
I appreciate your telephone call, right, brother?
You ain't got to bring me no party and invite him out no more. Since you're talking like that, I don't need that cocoa bread no more.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for your call. And being able to talk like that.
Yeah. Mature.
You wasn't going to get the party no house, sir. You might as well figure out a way to back out of that.
Yeah, so I don't need
you
to know
you ain't
going to
get your property cleared.
He just earned it.
You ain't going to get your property cleared in Bamboo Town, and you ain't getting no party.
He earned it, though.
You got to live with some things like this. This is what our politicians have done to us. They've made us promises and then tell us we got to wait. Okay.
But you know there's a difference between you and me, right? I mean, we be the same, I should say. We ain't waiting. We be good.
I could get my own property clean.
Yeah, I said we good.
And I good with the party.
We good.
We could make them.
So when you talk against these people, they feel like you picking fights with them, but they don't understand they've been picking fights with these people for 50 years.
Well, I still don't understand what your friend Colin say, that he draw an analogy about how when you're good in one space, but when you move to another space, you're a demon. I don't understand what the analogy was about. I don't know where he's placed that sort of concept. And I didn't know whether or not it is from a political standpoint or from a social standpoint, because our society has teetered between two decisions for a very long time. That we chose the Free National Movement, and the Free National Movement did not adhere and commit themselves to what they would have done. We fired them. We chose the PLP. Same people we just fired 5 years ago. We brought them back with an expectation that they're reformed men. I want to be able to get something true of the Bohemian people in mind. There was a Catholic priest that actually started to talk about this particular thing. And it's very peculiar, but we ain't going down this road. But the Catholic priest indicated that if you give them a young boy between the ages of 0 and 7, that they could put Catholicism, this mindset, this idea of the Catholic way into these children between those particular age, 0 and 7, and they don't have to see them no more. They will never deter from that and never leave that for the rest of their lives, because they've already been indoctrinated from the foundation, from the fabric of who they are. They will never change. Okay? Mm-hmm. The PLP and the FNM from its inception have proven to us that whatever they would have gone through at the beginning of their trimester, the development of as a political organization, after 50 years, they have not changed that. These are grown, matured organization who understands the nature of the Bahamian way of life. And if they make a promise to you and you believe that they're going to change, how could they possibly change? How? How is it you expect the PLP to change after 5 years? The only thing they did was clean house in terms of presentation at the forefront. But that clutter is not discarded. It's swept into the room. It's swept under the rug. But that exists here, even if you can't see it. This is who they are. And the exact same thing goes for the Free National Movement.
I believe, though, Howard, I listen to the caller, whether truthful or not. And I believe that people are slowly moving away from indoctrination. I feel that the modern world no longer wants to be controlled. The mere fact that he could identify himself as a PLP, but at the same time he's looking at the candidate, I'm hearing that same sentiment throughout the country. Two nights ago, I was on Wolf Road at a late hour. I just came off of my show on Sunday, Remark. I was there about 9 o'clock or so. And I saw a drunken man in the middle of the street. And he was shouting, you know, obscene language against the PLP and the FNM. So my brother-in-law says to him, so you're not going to vote PLP, you're not going to vote FNM, are you going to vote COI? His response was, absolutely not. So I then said, well, are you going to vote an individual, an independent, a candidate that loves his country and loves the community? He said, absolutely. I was just astonished when he said that. I don't know if this is just a marker to say to me that it is possible that the indoctrination of PLP and FNMs are wearing off, but I do understand one thing, that Bahamian people, due to social media, due to radio programming, due to just observing politics around the world, is now taking a stand that, you know what, maybe I do need to start thinking outside the box.
Let's take
maybe,
an independent stand.
Maybe your program, the foundation here on Guardian Radio 96.9, maybe it is taking root that people need to understand that, you know what? You need to know a sucker when you see one. Because these people, I've said it before.
There are two ways about this.
These people have come forward. We have never seen these people in the community. We have never seen these people make any public contribution. We have never seen these people give us a ride to church. You've never seen these people at family reunions. You've never seen these people play basketball in a basketball. You've never seen these people. And all of a sudden, because of a symbol, you want to vote these people in the House of Assembly. Then they rob you, rape you financially. And then you say, well, my God, look what they do to us. You did it to yourself. You continue to believe in the people that you don't know, people that you have not vetted for yourself, Howard Grant.
And this has been the problem of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Now, let's have a very clear conversation about this. I want to talk with clarity about this. And I want to be honest with you. And somebody mentioned to me the other day, he said, boy, how would you know it's peculiar? The same time the Free National Movement comes out to the forefront with their candidates, the PLP comes out to the forefront with their candidates. Don't you find that peculiar? Don't you find it peculiar? And I've always kind of calibrated my mind to believe that when I see the PLP roll out their slate and the FNM roll out their slate around the same time, I calibrated that to mean good politics.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't sabotage none of my candidates, that you can't identify these particular things, that I come out the same time you come out, that's good politics. But then they ask the question, they say, well, Howard, if they were concerned about the constituency, if they were concerned about the community, and they were transparent in what they were doing, and they gave what they believed to be the best candidate to come to the forefront, why not take the time and back that candidate for them to be able to canvass the constituency and do everything that they have to do instead of being able to wait 60, 90 days before the next general election for you to hurry up and make a decision between these particular entities, the FNM and the PLP?
Yeah.
And I thought about that, and I said, I think you're onto something.
Definitely.
I think they're onto something.
Definitely.
I think they're onto something to say that, because right now I'm hearing that in various candidates, in various constituencies, there are more than one person vying for a position. For instance, they've given me Southern Shores.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've given me Southern Shores.
I've heard several names.
They've called
Donnelly Penn.
They've called she just reached.
Mm-hmm. Kenyatta Gibson.
Kenyatta Gibson.
Miriam Emanuel. I've heard those.
And
names.
I think one more name was called, but I can't put my finger on that last name that was called. I think it was four names that was called for the Free National Movement in the constituency of Southern Shores.
It may have been like Jamal Moss or somebody.
It might have been Jamal.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard four names called in Fox Hill.
Four?
It was four names.
I don't know about Dr. Fox.
And then it boiled down after I, especially spoken to John Pinder. And he says, no,
oh,
no.
Oh, yeah,
no,
John
no,
Pinder no, as well. No. Yeah.
Watch me. Yeah. We heard John Pinder.
We heard John Pinder first.
I talked to John Pinder. I say, what you doing with Fox Hill? He said, no, Howard, but you know, we're giving that to, and that's, you know, that's my impression of his voice. Mm-hmm. Right? He's, no, we're giving that to Dr. Fox. So I say, okay, that's settled. Okay? And if they settled that particular position, there are other constituencies with more than one person right now. Okay, yeah, let democracy reign. Let those particular things happen. Whatever you have to do in those particular areas. But the truth of the matter is that it's confusing to all of us out here. Are you all canvassing separately? How much of y'all can come to my door the same time and ask me the same kind of questions?
But that is the procedure that political organizations actually endorse.
That procedure should exist within the confines of a constituency meeting and the council of the Free National Movement or the council of the PLP. You have to decide who you're going to put on the road.
No, what they do. You ran for the DNA, if I recall correctly. I ran for the PLP, okay, in 2012 election. I was instructed by the party that I should not wear a blue shirt or gold shirt. It should be a white shirt. And you go there and ask people that if they would support you. Get your 1,000 names, your 1,500 names of people that said they would support you. This is their way of pushing the name of the organization forward publicly to say they touched you. That's all that is. That's free PR for them. I am Garth Roseborough. I'm here today to introduce myself to you. I am
on behalf of
the Progressive Liberal Party. I'm vying. I'm an aspirant. And I would like to share with you my platform as to what I would like to bring forth to the constituency of. Once I bring the report back to the party, and they said, oh, man, we hear you're getting traction in there. Oh, so what's your platform? What are you talking about? And listen to me. I'm going to say this today on Guardian Radio 96.9 today, very strongly. I said to them in the follow-up meeting, my campaign is City of Gold, and I want to create a gold rush.
And they didn't teeth the whole thing, and then they discard you. Hold on, let me take the telephone call.
I just being real.
Call on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, call up.
Hello?
Hey. Yeah. Turn your radio down, your echo.
You wanted to touch base on your last caller.
Go ahead.
The guy could
verify that he would have gotten your yard clean.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was wondering if he has a contract.
No. He never presented himself as though he had a contract. He said he'll make a call and he'll get somebody, because he got good relations in Bamboo Town, that he'll get somebody to clean up in that area. But he never set it up like that.
I mean, my point in saying, I still don't like their alliance. He spread the idea that he is going to vile the PLP candidate. And then if he likes them, he'll vote. But he didn't realize that everybody is offering a candidate. Why he didn't pick the best out of everybody candidate, not only the PLP candidate. But he made it clear that he's gonna vet the PLP candidate that they pick, and then choose if he's gonna.
Yeah, because I don't think he has. He's showing us anything other than the fact that I have a bias. I have a commitment.
No, but
and a
that is bias, because he's gonna vet the PLP whichever one they put in. He's not vetting everybody. The FM's having a candidate. The COI is having a candidate, and there's some independents. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't he choose from the best candidate?
He don't want the best. He want his person. And they might be the best for him.
But that's why the country's collapsing.
Because they just get me straight.
That's exactly how it works.
This, I ain't worrying about who the best is. This one is the best for me.
For me. This is all about me. This is me, Bahamas.
I appreciate the telephone call, my brother.
I like that call.
I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. Let me go to the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, nobody.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Once we understand that we are living in a plantation, it gets a lot easier to understand. Now, I have a proposal for you and God.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a June-November mindset.
Mm-hmm.
If every Bahamian get the idea in their head that they are in a hurricane season, anytime politics involves, and all Bahamians, like we do every June, November, hurricane season, we have to pull together whether we like each other or not. If we can pull together, just like the guys in Exuma did, you know, they closed that thing down in a minute. You know, was a group, black and white, shut the thing down. We need to get the message across to
who? S&M. Which group? This group?
He's talking the Mooring Group. You're talking
the Mooring Group.
Yeah, the Mooring Group.
Yeah, that was black
and
white.
Shut it down. Uh huh.
Okay. You know, even though the white guys make a lot of noise, but
the important
we have to
people
get
made
this
noise.
Mindset together. Mm-hmm. Their politics must be a collective. See, we can't afford to be a democracy, to be a republic thing with equal representation for all the separate groups, you know, because if we ain't careful, Nassau could run the country for until the cows come home to rest.
Mm-hmm.
But if each constituency has an equal amount of votes, it'll be easy for all of us, man.
Well,
anyway, I'm Mr. Grant.
Yes, sir.
I think you need to ease off on God, you know.
What about God right here? What you mean?
God talking sense, man.
I ain't fighting him.
No, but you start to talk thing, this 2025 thing. Right?
No, I was giving you an analogy.
The question that came to me, how does that apply to what's going on in this country?
I am saying to you.
It doesn't.
No. Well, I'm saying that the concept and the idea of projecting only the preamble, the word project at the forefront, Project Fair Play, project, is an indication to me, we've heard it before in politics.
But the Heritage Foundation, even though it's conservative thing, right, it doesn't represent the U.S. government. Now it does represent a certain mindset, but it's not the U.S. government. You know, and the guys just take that thing and run with it, you know.
But that's all I'm saying. I'm saying to you that the pushback that they had was as a result of the opposition from the Democrats. The Democrats indicated that you don't want this thing to come to the forefront, right? And all I'm saying is that this is the label. As a label, this is what we've seen. Why would you use that label? I'm not fighting them. I'm only saying.
But the problem with the Democrats is they pick up anything and run with it. As long as they can get some kind of traction. I mean, you know, our boys locally, right? Mm-hmm. Especially the guy who, you know, was what? Fiat. He picks up anything and just run with it. Now, you know, we need to have this viability thing in place. You know, in June, November, let's just act like we always in hurricane season when these politicians start opening their mouth.
Wow.
No, we have to look out for ourselves, man.
I like it. Thank you, man, for your telephone call. I do appreciate that. Let me take this next one. Caller on the line. Go ahead.
Caller
on the line. Go ahead. Next call. Caller on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Go ahead, caller. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, Anton? What's up, all is well.
I'm holding. Uh-huh. Good afternoon to you all, and good afternoon to the nation. Calling in, God, you prompted me to call in today.
I did.
I've just been listening the last week or two.
Go ahead.
But you prompted me to call in today.
Go ahead.
With your comments going back to after your show, and you ran into who you would call perhaps a homeless person, right?
Not homeless. He just was a bit drunk.
Okay. All right. Okay. So someone who was under the influence.
The influence,
right?
Yes.
Or inebriated.
He was on a true sermon. Serum, they call it.
Right. So what I want to express based on that is this. Mm-hmm. And then you and Howard were speaking about how politics is going in the country even before that point. And then something else Howard said I'd like to respond to as well, and I'd like to end quickly on what one of your last callers said about the candidate who's vying for the eponym nomination in Southern Shores, right? Look, people aren't moving away from indoctrination, right? To both yourself and Howard, mm-hmm. and to anyone who's listening out there. I've addressed this many times.
People are not, or they are.
Let me just go.
I'm trying to get you to clarify. We didn't hear you properly. I said they are not, or they are.
No, I'm saying people aren't moving away from indoctrination. Mm-hmm. They are not moving away from indoctrination. Mm-hmm. And I've expressed this point many times on your show. People simply can no longer afford financially, mentally, nor emotionally afford to support politicians who they feel or suppressing and or hurting them. That is where people are right now, okay? People haven't been to this point before now, but people are at this juncture right now. And the reality is, if you examine each of the categories that help to help to surmise humans and their effects and their ability to live, if you examine each of those, you would understand very clearly why is that. People you don't know or vetted. You spoke to this guy, right? That's an incorrect perspective. Simply because you cannot blame the people for not knowing the people or for not vetting the people. Simply because the process of selection of politicians in our country today does not lend to the incorporation nor the inclusion of people in that process at a general level, unlike it is in the United States of America. We don't. That's an internal political process and practice. And the closest under this system we're going to get to that is if each political party extends themselves to allowing either the persons within their fold or the persons within each community to participate in a real and meaningful way beyond chitter-chat.
So Anton,
accept the selection of these persons.
Yeah, but Anton, you want to throw
unless and until to the internal vetting process, it is determined that these persons are not suitable because they may have some criminal history or past that prevents them to allow them to go through as the people selected them. And then moving on to my next one.
Anton, hold on. You got 4 points. I just want to do a halftime show. Can I do a halftime show with you, please? Just a halftime show. You can't put four things on me one time.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm getting old now. I'm 56 this year. I can't be holding all four things.
Okay.
First, I want to say to you, in levels of indoctrination worldwide, people are moving away from religion as we know it. If you look at the nation right now, young people are not interested in religion. Religion is where we first learn indoctrination. From the time we're christened, before you became a PLP, before you became an FNM, you were christened in a church. That is yesterday. That is very, very apparent to me. And I'm saying to you that if political parties continue to believe that indoctrination is going to bring loyalty, then you must now question why every 5 years we flip-flop, because indoctrination is a lost art. People are not interested in being
programmed. But you said the same thing that he's saying. He's saying that people, they cannot afford to support.
No, I agree with him, but he said that they're not. He said, he used the word not.
They are not inclined to move towards indoctrination.
Okay, now I understand. I just want to be clear. Go ahead.
Initially you were saying that people are indoctrinated, and I'm saying
I didn't say that. I said people are moving away from indoctrination. That's what I wanted to make clear.
Okay, so everybody in the same page.
That's what I'm saying.
All right,
go ahead, Anton, because I got to go to a break.
Right. Yeah. So to the third point, and then one quick point on what Julian said. You have to decide who you're putting on the road, right?
Yes.
That was something you said, Howard, right?
Yeah. And you can't have four candidates on the road.
Why not?
And I'm going back
to the initial point
with that. People don't get the chance to decide who they want to go on the road, except the individual political parties is seeking to truly democratize the internal processes.
That's true.
To selecting an individual to run for the party.
That's true.
And truly allow for the voices of the people to reign rampant. That is not happening. We have live examples now, and I'm not going to get into that. But we have examples where even that process that was established is still being challenged within the party, even where the individual passed the vetting test and passed the smell test beyond the selection of the people.
Right?
And then I'll end with this. The individual already made a very good point, which I want to highlight. And both you and God, well, you were expressing, you didn't follow him, right? He was speaking about you when he said that, you know, you worked at three different radio organizations in the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were the best when you worked at those organizations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he related it to politics.
Mm-hmm.
He supports the person who was vying for the PLP candidacy. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He said numerous times. He said that on two or three occasions, she's kept her word. So he's found her to be someone who's trustworthy. He's found her to be someone who is of good character, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she passed his smell test, right? And that's what he said about her, even though the PLP did not select her to be the candidate, right? Now he's saying, he's saying that not because she's no longer in the PLP camp, she's now seeking nomination in the FNM camp. He's then saying, not because of that, is he going to switch his talk and try to make it seem as though she's the worst thing ever, similar to what other people perhaps in the PLP may be already doing.
I like
the
it.
You're only good when you're with us.
I like it, though. Yeah. I like what Antoine is saying.
You're only good when you're with us.
I like it.
Other than that, he's a no-good dog.
I like it.
And so to end it, he's suggesting that he doesn't follow the PLP blindly any longer or today.
I like
it. I don't know if it was that way previously, but today he doesn't follow the PLP blindly any longer, and he's not a hypocrite.
Do you think that this, by the way, do you think that that should be the sentiment that people capture? No longer reject this concept and idea of indoctrination, and no longer follow your political organization blindly.
Yes.
Howard, to answer your question, simply put, I believe that the PLP, and although the light, it's slipping away, Howard, it's really slipping away. We still have an opportunity to demonstrate to the Bahamian people we can rise above politics and do the work that is necessary to benefit all citizens who are worthy and deserving of every opportunity that there is in this country to have, and not move only in the lines.
But it's slipping. Go on, Anton.
Benefiting those who tell us, yes, you're doing good, even though you're doing government bad.
But it's slipping. I hear you, Anton. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for much, guys. Quick commercial break. Going to be right back after this.
Foundation. 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 The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Small bites, but big on flavor. Little Caesars introduces their new Crazy Puffs. They are four handheld pieces of freshly made dough, stuffed with cheese, then covered with garlic sauce and sprinkled with Italian herb. Choose between our pepperoni or three cheese and herb. Eat them as a snack or with your favorite pizza. The possibilities are endless. Order them today for only $4.60. That included, only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
Contact DaVinci Printing Innovators today for all your printing needs. Customized receipt books, NCR forms, invitations, event tickets, program booklets, business and ID cards, flyers, posters, and banners. They're scanning, printing, lamination, and binding services. Also, a variety of office supplies. No design, no problem. Dedicated graphic designers are ready to serve you. DaVinci Printing Innovators, located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Stop in or call 677-2922 or browse services online at www.davinciprinting242.com. Where printing is an art.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Fall in love with your water service this February with the Water and Sewage Corporation's Sweet Savings Campaign. Pay a bill in full on or before the due date. Complete the entry form, and we'll sweeten the deal with a 5% discount on your next bill. That's right, save some sweet cash just by keeping your account current. It's simple, it's easy, and it's our way of saying thank you for being a valued customer. Don't miss out. Offer runs from February 1st to the 28th. Show your water service some love and enjoy the savings that come with it. Visit our website at wsc.com.bs today to learn more. Pay in full, save more. It's that simple with sweet savings. The Water and Sewage Corporation, refreshing your life with sweet savings this Valentine's Day.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Thank you.
Dominica Republic, destination for the team. When an all-expense-paid trip for two by sand and three. Or more money transfers to enter, what a deal. With Western Union, you get to see just how it feels. Yeah.
Esto está caliente.
Te barías.
Really hard.
Hola, hola from the DR. Taking pictures for the gram just to show you we are. GK money be the motion, papi, mamacita. Go to Chris Kennedy, the team is ready to start because Dominica Republic, destination for the team. With an all-expense-paid trip for two by sand and three. Or more money transfers to enter, what a deal. With Western Union, you get to see just how it feels, yeah. To see just how it feels, yeah. With Western Union.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Cooperation.
Cooperation.
And partnership.
A partnership.
I'll let you know something.
Map Felkono Bagayf.
Our first member of parliament.
Premier member parliament.
Of African descent.
Et des descendants africains.
The first black.
Premier noir.
Who became a member of parliament?
Il est devenu un membre du parlement.
Was a Haitian.
Son haïtien.
Haitian, of Haitian descent.
Il était de descendant haïtien.
His name was Stephen Delette.
Et nom de Stephen Delette.
This means.
Ça veut dire.
That the Bahamas has enjoyed a cordial.
Et que Bahamas a joué un cordial.
And I dare say, special relationship.
Ça veut dire une relation spéciale.
With Haiti.
Avec Haïti.
For over. More than one century.
Vous pensez 100 ans.
Of course, over a century ago.
Et donc, passé un siècle de cela.
The first council to the Bahamas from Haiti.
Et premier concile qui est sorti à Haïti, venant de Bahamas.
Was appointed.
Était appointé.
Thereby establishing formal diplomatic ties.
L'été établi lieu diplomatique.
In fact.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the foundation with Howard Grant just playing a little bit of a ceremony, a church ceremony with our prime minister and all our diplomats and great deal of members of parliament. And the royal opposition has been to in Abaco. It's peculiar. It's peculiar as I watched that. I don't know what you thought. I think a lot of persons think of a superficial thing and they just think, oh, why are politicians going to Abaco? And having a conversation with Haitians, right? I know this is what a lot of persons think when they see that, but that's not what my thought is. My thought is, this is the reemergence of the mud and pigeon peas, right? And these people, some of them haven't left, some of them continue to be able to come into Abaco and establish a space where persons from Abaco have not been home from 2019. Persons from Abaco in Green Turtle Key. Persons from Abaco, whether or not you live in Marsh Harbor, whether or not you live up north in Queens Grove, Crown Haven, in Cooperstown and other places like that. Persons from Abaco haven't been home since the Hurricane Dorian. And we're seeing an entire contingent that needs an interpreter to be able to understand the language, English, which is a predominant language in our country. And our politicians is in this particular space, and I don't know whether or not anyone is alarmed that we're here and we're catering to these particular persons in preparation for, obviously, a next general election to say that our relationships, our diplomatic ties are strong. We have significant relations with you. It goes all the way back a century, one century. We in this country have been fighting crime and asking for there to be educational reform, crime reform for about 25 to 30 years, asking for significant change. You changed the money 4 times since then. Mm. You changed all manner of things in our society. You then changed the road 68 times. You do all these digging up, cleaning up, fixing up superficially, but you haven't given us those things. And the relationship that we have with the government of the Bahamas is that we, the Bahamian people who labor, we fuel this. We pay you our taxes, and we're asking for reforms. But the only time our governments could say to us that they're considering any level of reform is when an outside entity, a global watchdog, is saying, for you to be able to get your finances, you have to come in line with these things. And then our government provides platitudes, words. And this is not just the PLP. The PLP is getting the brunt of the blows now because they're sitting in the seat. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the Free National Movement has done the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Under Hubert Ingram, under Hubert Minnis, the exact same thing. They provide us with platitudes, these concepts and ideas that they're trying to work it out. They're doing their best to satisfy and quench that sort of a desire from an external standpoint, but done nothing to change and reform. But our prime minister could stand up in a room full of people who need an interpreter in the land of the Bahamas and say to them, we have 100-year history with you. Mm. Believe us. We're also sending people, didn't see what he's saying, but this is what I gather. We have 100-year rich history with Haiti. Look, we're sending Bahamians to assist you with your tribulation in Haiti. Look, we've always been an adjutant for you. When Hubert Ingram was in this particular position, he'd say, Papa for the Haitians. The Haitians is what he would say. Okay? Or Haitians for the FNM. There's always a desire to be able to identify, amplify, and afford an opportunity for these particular persons that are in our space. A great deal of them, if you just check it out, illegally, and no one's dealing with that. I got my U.S. visa last year sometime after I had my little episode and all these things like that coming out of China. I sat on the line, stood on the line in the U.S. embassy to get my because I got my Bahamian passport. Right, I got my Bahamian passport, and I'm waiting to get my U.S. visa. I on this line, and I sweating bullets because I say, "Well, these people just look like they rejected everybody. These people in here with suede shoes on and suede pants and the whole suit on and everything like that, prepared to be able to get their things." And the woman asked them, "How long have you been living in the Bahamas?" "I've been living in the Bahamas for 6 months." Been living in the Bahamas 6 months, and they have a Bahamian passport.
My God.
This is what I'm saying. Now, this is only observation. I don't know the inside deal. I don't know none of these things. And the woman said, "You've been living here for 6 months in the Bahamas?
And you got a whole passport.
And you got a Bahamian passport." So you said, "Yes, I have a Bahamian passport. I've been living here for 6 months. I need a visa. I want to go to Disney World to shop."
Come on, yeah.
This is what she said. She said, "Well, today you're not going to be... We're going to deny you." Boom. They denied... Between me getting to the window and the people that are standing between me, they denied almost 25 people. So now I sweat bullets. Jesus Christ, they denied everybody.
You ain't look like them.
I didn't know what the criteria was. I only see denial. However, if the United States of America could deny you, how you get the passport? Why nobody denying you here?
Oh, wait, Howard.
No one is denying you here.
Howard,
someone is accepting some money somewhere.
Howard.
And our country, our government, is standing up saying that we have diplomatic relations stretching back 100 years, a century ago. And being able to stand with pride and saying that the first black man in the House of Assembly in the Bahamas
Stephen Dillard
is a Haitian. We don't have no problem with that. What we have with is this passive posture that says, we understand your plight, your position, and we do nothing to safeguard ourselves, our children, our position for the future.
Here's a question for you, Howard Grant. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm asking because you're brilliant. You think outside the box. Maybe Anton, anyone else want to call in and answer it if we can't. Bermuda is a British colony, sir?
Not anymore.
What is it? Is it? Has it been independent this year?
Oh, Barbados.
Okay,
Barbados.
I said Bermuda.
Bermuda. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
yes,
the answer is yes.
Yes, yes.
What about
yes,
the Cayman
yes,
Islands?
Yes, yes, yes. British.
Okay, good. Turks and Caicos.
British.
British. Bahamas.
Semi-British.
Okay, watch where I'm going with this.
I gotta say semi-British.
Watch
because
where I'm going with this.
The independence that we have.
Yeah, watch where I'm going with this.
Is only self-governance.
Watch where I'm going with this.
Go ahead.
Does Bermuda have an immigration problem that you know of?
I don't know of.
You don't know of?
Maybe they do.
What,
but I can't see nobody swimming all the way out there trying to get to Bermuda.
Okay, good.
Who getting there?
Okay, let me ask another question. Cayman Islands, do they have an immigration issue?
I think they do.
They don't.
I know Turks Island does.
No. I guess they don't. You're trying to jump me. I said,
okay, go ahead.
Cayman Islands, from the time you land, I've been there twice. From the time you land in Cayman, you said you're leaving next week, Tuesday.
You better be out.
Don't miss your flight, because Ren said he's coming for you. You're gone. You got to go home.
You ain't going to stay here.
You ain't staying there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both British territories. Turks and Caicos Island is also a British territory, but they are overran with illegals.
Yes.
And the Bahamas is supposed to be independent and overran by illegals. I'm going to ask you, the smart man, why do you think that's so? Three of them are British territories. One is overran with illegals. The other one says we're former British and we're independent, but we're overran with illegals.
Tell me why, because you have already designed this in your head. Let me hear it.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because people are on the take. No one in Cayman Island needs your money on the take. They got their own money. Remember that coming to America? The boys got his own money. Mm-hmm. Bermuda, they got their own money. But in Turks and Caicos in the Bahamas, for some odd reason, we still chasing that Yankee dollar. And as long as you have a corrupt society, you're going to have these particular issues. The Bahamas has to fix the problem. This is why people ask for things like freedom of information. This is why people want to know where the government is spending this money and how they're spending this money. All this money they're borrowing, where is the money going? Where is the VAT money going? These are questions people are asking because all of these things seem, Howard Grant, to fuel what we now call corruption. That's what's going on.
I'm just disappointed in a government who doesn't recognize, and I'm talking about governments, successive governments. They don't recognize the need for dealing with issues that continue to plague our society.
They don't have to.
They have to, man.
No, they don't care.
They have to, man.
They don't care. They don't listen to me. If something is
God,
working
I
for
can't
you,
I keep voting for these people. They don't care
the
about
the Bahamian
real
people
issues.
Should not continue voting for these people, but the system
God.
Itself,
God.
The system itself
God.
Is what we continue to support, and that system protects
God.
Them.
God.
The system has been built to protect the few.
Your children come out of school, they can't read and write. You ask them to send you a text. You got to call them back and say, hey, no, forget about it. Just send me a voice note because I can't read nothing you're saying. They don't know how to spell nothing. You trying to read and trying to figure out if they type this upside down when it was falling off a hill. And they just texting you these words that a language which is symbol. All this is for me is hieroglyphics that only them in their age group understand and they accept.
Okay, let me ask a question then.
These children, a great deal of them, not all of them now, but they are not equipped from an educational standpoint. They don't have no understanding of how our system works.
They don't understand the system.
Sociology, the social aspect of this particular country,
that
a great
correct.
Deal of people in a position where they just don't have.
That
they
is
just
correct.
Don't have, Garth. Right? From an educational standpoint, they ain't got nothing. From the fact of the matter, over the past mm-hmm. 50 years, you move out of the house when the PLP gave it to you 35 years ago, and you move back into apartments. You find yourself back into the position again where your great-grandmother said, this is why we voting for the PLP. They got us out of the house. You in the apartment again!
I want to ask you a question, Howard Grant.
This is a wicked cycle in this country.
And
you keep voting for the same people. I do not understand y'all.
Because guess what? I heard you mention something about the oligarchs earlier, right? I'm going to ask you a question. Which average Bahamian do you know invest in our electoral system? I said average. I didn't say oligarch. I said average. I didn't say wealthy. I said average.
In terms
average.
Of investment, would you mean financial?
I'm not talking about time. I'm not talking about talent. I'm talking about money. Big money.
To that political organization.
Yes, sir. I know we give the little
dues. The only people who give to the political organizations who expect to get.
Yeah, the little dues
forth. No. The little dues are for your political organization
yes.
just to be able to say that you have a voice in the party.
Yes.
No, but that when you talk about
money.
Investment.
The big money.
When you talk about, I want to put $5 million
yes, those
down.
People, aren't they oligarchs? Aren't they foreign investors and other such people?
For the most part, yes.
For the most part, yes. And so these are the people who make the rules. The man who invests the money is the man who makes the rules.
We continue
to complain because guess what? There's more of us than them. We could actually amass more money amongst ourselves and control the system. But you know what we do? We can't give them our $5. We'd rather take our $5 and waste it. That's what's going on.
But you know, we've seen that. We've seen that when Nygaard, all of us seen the videos. If you haven't, go look for it. We've seen when Nygaard said, we've won. We've won?
Yeah, but Nygaard said, we've won.
We've won?
Yes.
What do you mean, we've won?
Us who are willing to invest in the election system, we won. We bought the nation. In other words, we bought the nation for 5 years.
You would have heard, and I've sat with many a man who had who was financially endowed.
Yes.
And they said to me, I went to someone and we just started to talk and I present a prospect to them to do some business.
Yes.
Right? I said, we're gonna do some business, I'm gonna boom, boom, boom. This is how you're gonna make this. This is what we're thinking.
Yes.
Right? I carry my partner there and we're talking about these things. And the conversation switched. How are you interested in politics?
Okay.
And I look around and say, what the hell are you talking about? I'm not here to talk politics, sir. We're talking money.
Let me put my money in you.
He said, no, but how would you know? All the politicians have come to me. And in coming to me, you know, I take care of all sides.
Yes.
And I just want to know whether or not you are interested in politics.
And the man who takes care of all sides, he's blessed on all sides, right?
All sides.
He's blessed on all sides.
Now, I'm saying this to say to you, there's a very clear understanding. This is not one-sided. I don't just give to the FNM or just give to the PLP.
Yeah.
For the purposes of balance and to ensure the longevity and security and of my business.
My stability and my family.
I got to give to everybody.
I give to everybody. That's what they do.
This is where we are in this country.
And guess what? If you come as a candidate, Howard Grant, for the DNA or for the COI or for the PLP or the FNM or the BDM, whoever, and you don't come with any what? Money. You think they're voting for you? Because integrity and character has nothing to do with the representation that they seek.
Isn't that sad?
This is where we are.
The same people who presented to you for the FNM and the PLP are broke.
Okay, then.
No, there's no two ways about that.
They're going broke, too.
Okay, even if they're not broke, their money ain't for you.
It ain't for us.
It's for them and their children and their ma, or whoever the case may be. It ain't for you. You allow yourself to be swung by these people who ain't gonna never give you a dime of their own money.
Thank you, Jesus.
They ain't gonna never give you a dime of their, if they don't have somebody money to give you, you get nothing.
Thank you very much.
And beyond the fact that they give you these dollars, they have no vision for your constituency. But
Zero.
You stand behind them.
That's why the garbage
and
still
you let
out of
them
my house.
Go into the constituency.
Jesus Lord.
And then they stand up and say, on behalf of the good people of this particular constituency, and they never ask you a word. They never had a town hall meeting, but you voted for these no good people.
No good.
You voted for these people. For them to go before another contingent, a block of people in this country who have already said to us, it's more of us than them. And you have no understanding that they are continuing to pander instead of deal with an issue of illegal migrants in this country.
They don't want to deal with
they
it.
They pander to this.
Yes.
They pander. They come here and they create the platitudes and ensure that even a baby could understand this in this room. Hey, get an interpreter. So I could tell everyone that our relationship is long and strong and you need to vote for us.
All the way. You better take a break, Howard. You hot. You just sizzling hot. You got to take them calls after your break. What time is it?
This is 1:52. 1:58.
We've got to take some calls after this break.
No, no. It got to be one more. I could be any break. It's time to go. It's 2 o'clock.
We'll take the calls. Do something.
Let me see if I can take one piece
call
of call.
To the producer.
28 seconds. Go ahead, producer. Let me see. Take one call. 28 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, 28 seconds. You don't have time to talk with us. Let me just something. Xavier Francis says, we'll talk about education. He said, give me a child before they're 6 years old and they'll become everything they're supposed to be. Now, here's God. He says, you lie on me, you lie for me, mm-hmm. but they also lie to you. That makes us what? Liars.
Yes.
And so what happens is, I'm a beast. I'm totally disgusted by what happened with that meeting in there. But let me say something to two of you in ending this.
Yes.
Because I won't have time to talk on the policy. When the sports team or a Fortune 500 company does not function the way it do you destroy the company or do you change the leadership?
You got to change
the
leadership.
We often talk about the leadership of these previous leadership of these corporate entities that we call political parties. It is the fact that it's not the parties that causes the failure. It's the leadership that has the success or the failures. And so you have to begin to look and say the PLP or the FNM did this or the CORE, whatever's going to do this.
But the leadership in the Free National Movement only changed one time over the past 50 years. I'm talking about after leadership, after they've acquired the position of power. 1992, 1997 was the first time that we've identified leadership from an official standpoint in the House of Assembly for the Free National Movement. We're not talking about Cecil Wallace prior to that. We're talking about the acquisition of true leadership and moving the country forward. 1992, 1997, the only time that we've seen it move since then was with Minnis. And the organization has done everything to pull Minnis down. And now they seek to be able to revive that same leadership, subtle or pronounced.
That's a whole different show.
Subtle or pronounced, back to the forefront of the organization.
Different show. Oh, my gosh. Big show. I know.
I just tired. We can be able to.
You can't be tired.
Guys, 96.9 FM Radio, The Foundation, Howard Grant. We're going to see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here on The Foundation. Foundation.